Good afternoon, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday after Christmas, year B. Our readings today, Isaiah 61, verse 10 to 62, verse 3. Psalm 147, Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 23 to 25, and chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. His name is mighty, and he is the Lord. His name is creator, and he makes all things new. His name is sustainer, and he holds us in the palm of his hand. His name is Savior, and he died in our place. His name is forgiveness, and he can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is holy, and he is the one that we have come to worship. His name means he is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, as the wise of every age have done, we come to worship you. As those seeking truth come to you. So we have come with open minds that we may learn of you. As those who long for life come to you. So we have come to open our lives to your presence. As those who long for meaning, peace, and love come to you, so we open our hearts to receive your grace and to give you glory. We pray that we may come to you, the one who first came to us. Amen. And we have our first hymn, Long Time Ago in Bethlehem.
Nothing was inside.
Let us pray. We pray the collect for the first Sunday after Christmas Day, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, God with Us. God with Us. As we study the Old Testament, we can quickly come to the conclusion that since the day that God called Abram into a special relationship, God has always been with God's people. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, we read, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." From that day forward, God has been present with the descendants of Abraham. God selected Jacob, whose name God changed to Israel, to be the father of the 12 nations, the 12 tribes. When the descendants of Jacob found themselves in slavery in Egypt, God was with them. The writer of the book of Exodus records, "Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their suffering, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them to that land, to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites." Exodus 3, verses 7 and 8. God was there to liberate God's people and give them then the most fertile land in the then known world, a land that was occupied by other nations. But God gave God's people priority, and God liberated them from slavery and enabled them to occupy the land of promise. God was with them as they entered the land. God was with them and enabled them to occupy the land. God gave them a king, David, who enabled them to overcome nations more powerful and better equipped than they were. They not only occupied the land of promise, they eventually incorporated the 12 tribes into one united nation. Israel prospered. However, they were disobedient to the law, which was intended to enable them to become a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a people set apart for God. Time and time again, they turned away from God. They became a divided nation. Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the smaller southern kingdom. Yet God did not abandon them. They were God's chosen people. God sent the prophets to warn them, to call them back to God, but they continued in their unfaithfulness. As a result, they were punished. God used the Assyrians to destroy the northern kingdom of Israel, and God used the Babylonians to destroy the temple in Jerusalem, which was desecrated by the idols from foreign nations, and to take the people of Judah into exile. However, even in exile, God was with them. God called the prophet Ezekiel to give them a message of hope and restoration. In his vision of the Valley of the Dry Bones, God showed the prophet that Israel would rise again. We read, "Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will bring you back to the land of Israel.'" Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 11 and 12. God liberated Israel from exile. God restored the temple in Jerusalem. However, the people continued in their old ways. However, God continued to be with them. Then, after about 400 years, God decided to do a new thing. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, records, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.'" Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. By the Word becoming flesh, God entered into a new relationship, not only with the descendants of Abraham, but with all the people of the world. Because of Christ, we have become God's children by adoption and grace. If we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then we become God's children by God's will. In John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13, we read, "He," Jesus, "came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. Christ came and dwelt among us, God with us in the flesh." Christ executed his ministry of redemption and brought all the people of the world into a new relationship with God. We are all God's children. God will always be with us, as children, then heirs, through God of God's kingdom. As our Father, God has given us the gift of God's self, the Holy Spirit, to be with us. We may grieve the Holy Spirit, but the Spirit of God will never leave us. The Spirit represents God with us always. Our responsibility is to believe in the Holy Spirit, a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. Believe that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. The truth about God, the truth about ourselves, and the truth about God's world. The good news for us as we come to the end of another year is that God is with us. It was God who brought us through the pandemic of COVID-19 in 2020, through the post-pandemic years of 2021 and 22. It is God who has brought us safely to the end of 2023. And we can look forward to a new year because God has been present with us always. Therefore, let us thank God for the year that has passed. We thank God for the good times that brought us joy and the bad times that brought us closer to God and often closer to each other. Let us say, like the hymn writer Henry Downton, "For thy mercy and thy grace, faithful through another year, hear our songs of thankfulness, Jesus, our Redeemer, hear." And as God blesses us with God's presence in the new year, let us pray the words of another hymn writer, Lawrence Tollett, who writes, "Father, let me dedicate all this year to thee, in whatever worldly state thou wilt have me be. Not from sorrow, pain, or care, freedom dare I claim. This alone shall be my prayer, glorify thy name." God is with us. Let us acknowledge God's presence and live the life of a faithful disciple of Christ, and in the process, glorify God's name. Amen. Let us pray. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. All creation sings your praises, O Lord. As your children, heirs of your grace, we kneel in adoration before you. Bless your church as we seek to share all that we have received. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. News of your birth amazed the people and startled rulers. Keep us from abuses which fear can trigger. Raise up prophetic voices to challenge and inspire righteousness and peace. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. After 8 days, your son was circumcised under the law. Bless newborn children and their parents. Give wisdom to all who inspire the young. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Hold our lives, O Lord, through all the changing scenes. Be with those enduring suffering or anxiety. Give to troubled hearts the light of your presence. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Father, we glorify your name, for your salvation is in your Son. In this hope, we trust, we commend to you all who have died. With our whole being, we will rejoice in you. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Jesus is Born, CPWI 72. I share with you a dramatic monologue written by Deborah Jean-Baptiste Samuel from her book Leaves of Poetry. It is entitled Emmanuel. Come to a world tattered and torn, broken and forlorn. Emmanuel has come. A time when hope is almost gone, dreams ripped in shreds, joy left to mourn. Emmanuel has come. Sin has gripped with tentacles strong and stung like a serpent's tongue. When God redesigned that canvas of slime and painted a portrait resplendent and sanguine, illuminating the world, moving, blemish and stain, illustrating the prophecy and fulfilling the plan ordained. Emmanuel has come. Rejoice and celebrate the Son. He is the Mighty One. In a bold and blazing silence he was born, colors and waves of angelic song. Surrounded by a heavenly throng, the world languished and waited for years long, until he came and removed the years of wrong. Emmanuel has come. Darkness pervaded and evil a constant blight, until he came, an eternal light. Riding the clouds, bringing salvation, Emmanuel has come. Emmanuel, God is with us, removing every error previous, erasing gloom and distress from those depressed, and over sin reigning victorious, ruling with a river of royal names, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. With him in our presence, we can rejoice and enjoy the increase. Abundant life, prosperous Emmanuel, God is with us. Goodness and grace showered, blessings swell, all because of the presence of Emmanuel. Born a babe, but not dealing in matters of cradle or stable, here to declare our God is able. Emmanuel is with us to lift the humble, fill the hungry, perform deeds mighty, to shatter the yoke, the burden that weighs down. Emmanuel has come to break the rod of the oppressor, to be declared a mighty warrior, to whip the devil at every battle, for unto us his Son is given, joy to increase, his wonders never cease. Reigning over his kingdom with righteousness, Emmanuel has come to accomplish this. Holy is his name. His mercy extends from generation to generation. Emmanuel has come. Since he is here, I need to declare, no need for darkness to pervade your atmosphere. Christ himself is among us. Reach out and enter into his presence. Faith, joy, and sustenance, and embrace the meaning of Christmas. Because of Christ, the victory is won. Emmanuel has come. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service we pray, O God, that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so we May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day, this new year, and always. Amen. And we wish all of you a new year filled with God's grace, a year where we allow ourselves to be guided and directed by God's Holy Spirit, and that we are able to do God's will, for we are always aware that God is with us. And so we leave you with the MCPWI 63, The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy.